the ear of corn is called a
shuck.
And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
Tassel.
Okay. And that's
a tassel, which we used to, older days, they'd say tassel more than tassel.
And the stringy things you have to take off the corn.
Silks.
And you know that the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
That's roasting ear.
Okay. And
I got tense some beans every now and then. I'll go in there and won't be saying anything, and I'll go in and look at them. I got them something. No, I got some beans on them.
And this is a large round thing that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Huh?
Pumpkin.
Okay.
He used to call them pumpkin.
Alright.
Mom would say, go get the pumpkins. We raise those. Some of the pretty ones. Big yellow ones, you know. Oh, we raised them a lot. We didn't do a big farming, but it was a kind of, as we call now, a truck farmer.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, light coal. As much as we could eat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the neighbors, we'd always divide with the neighbors if they didn't have any. And my father was always that kind of a person. He's got it. He wanted someone else to have some too, see.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the kind of farming we did.
Did y'all raise melons?
Oh, yes. And now, some of the names of some, we raise a Stonewall Jackson, they call it. It's a big melon. You've seen them. And the big ones with green stripes on them, but they round. Stonewall.
What kind of melon? What's it?
It's a watermelon, but it's a Stonewall, they called it. And then the long ones. Oh, I don't know what to call them, but anyway, we raised some of the yellow-meated melon. That's what the name was, a yellow meat. And that was a white-looking one, and inside was yellow. Instead of pink and red, it was yellow.
Did it taste any different?
Well, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I guess you'd say it tasted a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you'd say. And that's about the names that I know of them.
Did you ever hear of one that was,
What
would you say, the rind was so hard that you'd have to bust it with an axe or something?
No, honey, I don't think I have. Because we usually always cut ours with a knife.
Uh-huh. Say something like citron or pie
melon? Oh, yeah, that's citron. That you make pies out of that. I don't know if anyone eats it or not, but you can make citron pie, and they say it's good. I've never messed with any of them, but they grow around like that.
About 9 inches long?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, the round ones, and then I think it's the long ones, too, I believe. Or kind of a, would be kind of like a squash.
Mm-hmm.
I think they, not crooked neck, but just, you know, kind of long, like a squash.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something like that. Of course, we never did miss for nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen them growing, you know, at other people's places.
Mm-hmm. What other melons besides watermelons do you have?
Well, the little honeydew melons, you know, they just grow just back like that for people that want them for breakfast or something like that. They grow them around and about in orange groves, I think, is where they grew them.
But now they grew.
And that's about what I know about them, honey, I think.
What about mushmelon or muskmelon?
Oh, yeah, but they don't grow them here or right around here.
What's that one?
Well, I don't like them. They taste, it's kind of a fainty taste. I don't like them. But they're good. Some people like them. My brother up here likes them. He can eat a whole one right by himself. He said it was really good, but I tried it, but it just got a taste that I don't like.
What did you call that now? What kind of melon?
That's cantaloupe or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear another name for it? No.